Oh, hi. I'm just on break for 5 more minutes. The sign's up out. It's just a quick one? Okay, then. How can I help? I've seen you around a few times now. You're a pretty voracious reader, aren't you? A book you don't know the name of? You'd like to find a particular book this time, instead of aimlessly wandering around for a couple hours? Well, what kind? The fiction section ends just beyond the counter here behind me. And the non-fiction section is to your left, right here. Look at where I'm pointing. Yes, just right there. Wonderful. If you need any more help, feel free to come back to me. Is a quiet day, and I do like it that way. So please, if you need any more help, I'm here. I seem pretty young for a librarian. What is your mental picture of all the ladies you see at the public libraries? Or what did you think that librarians emerged fully formed as old women? I'll have you know my entire family are librarians, bookkeepers, and bookstore owners, and I am a third generation librarian. So, since you're having some difficulties, I will find your book for you if you don't find it yourself first. So shoo, go on. You really need help, huh? Well, all right then. What was the title of the book you were looking for? You don't know? Well, that's helpful. Do you know the author? No? Well, fine. I guess I don't have anything else to do right now. But you are interrupting me from my book. And so let's see if we can find your book quickly. Sorry if I'm being a little tetchy. I got to a really good part in the book, and well, you know what it's like to get to a really good part, and then real life interrupts. Cliffhanger. Ugh. So, was it a fiction or a non-fiction book? Fiction, but you'd like it to be non-fiction. Okay. That seems plausible, I guess. So something kind of dark, something kind of historical then? Romance? Huh. I wouldn't have taken you to be a romance reader. Most guys aren't. Me? Oh, I'm an expert on romance novels. Any type of romance you want, I'll know about it and I'll find it for you. Okay, so follow me here. I'm going to take a right. Our romance novels are off in their own section, apart from the really popular ones we have in the front. If you were looking for them, you might not have found them. We have a little 18 plus section curtained off by beads right here. It does look like a hippie commune in here. And I get that the beads make it seem like it's staff only, but we do it so no kids get inside. The beads clatter loud enough that we can hear it from the front desk, and kids aren't usually very quiet anyway. What do you mean? Does anyone else work here? Do you think I man the desk entirely alone? Well, that's kind of flattering, I won't lie. But I'm not Superwoman or a book reading vampire, and I do need sleep and a break some days too. Anyway, let's find a romance novel. So, what kind of setting are you looking for? Urban? Okay. Modern stuff? Cool. Holiday getaways? Meet cutes? What kind of. Oh, wait, here's a thought. What kind of protagonist are you looking for? Male? Huh, that's a little more typical. That's more male fantasy stuff, so big swords and sticks. Somehow I'm not that surprised. Well, they're over here. Sorry, a male protagonist that's a good provider? I only know of a few. They're around here somewhere. A few more details? Okay. Meets up in a bookstore. Okay. Cute girl at the counter. Okay. And they go on dates and they fall in love. This is getting awfully. You know what? I know what this is. You're trying to flirt with me. Well, it's not working, but I'm at work. This isn't the right place to flirt. Well, now that's interesting. You're open to any book recommendations I have? Anything to hear from me more often? Well, We do have an official number and a landline. I can certainly give you my book recommendations if that's something that you're so into. So here's the first recommendation. It's about a girl who's really very, very flattered by all of her suitors. And yes, she has more than one, but really, she's already got a. Panicking now, aren't we? No, I'm not attached to anyone. You're all right. It's safe to flirt with me. There's no big Grecian god coming to strike you down with a lightning bolt. Screw Zeus, anyways. Am I right or am I right? Or how about this one? The protagonist, female, learns how to stand up for herself, be a strong, independent woman, and learns to establish and enforce her own boundaries, and also coincidentally gets a good man along the way. And he's a good, strong man, too, who's able to give her some authority. That's not the right word. But you understand what I mean, don't you? Yes, just like that. So you want to give in to me, huh? All these book recommendations, and you like all of them? You do? Well, you know what? I think I'll let my hair down for a bit. You know, I suppose I am still on break, so I can take about 5 minutes away to really tell you what I like in my books. And you know, you did draw me away from the climax of a really, really good romance, and I'm pretty worked up already. So I think you'd better make it up to me and do exactly as I say. Help me reenact the scene that you drew me away from. You're going to put your hands on my waist. Harder. Grip my hips harder. This is exactly what you wanted, isn't it? Hold me tighter. Yes, that feels good. And you know what? You get to kiss me. Kiss my cheeks. Yes, one on each side. And just wherever you want to kiss me. Above my clothing. No sliding your hands under. We do this at my pace or not at all. And when you're ready, you kiss me deeply. Oh, you magnificent man. Take me against the. Yeah, no, the dialogue from that scene was absolutely ridiculous. But I don't need cheesy romantic dialogue when I've got a man like you holding me, do I? You do smell good, though. Clean. But just a little bit scented. I could absolutely take a very long break with you. The smell of the books, the comfort and the warmth of this little nook among the stacks, and a lovely man. And you are lovely. I could just take a long break. There's a sign on the door anyway. Just you and me. Kiss me again. And again. And again. And then leave me your phone number, won't you? I'd love to meet up with you outside too, for more than just a break. Screw that Kit Kat line. For me, you're a whole ass snack. Now, why don't you prove to me why you'd make a good boyfriend, With your actions. Your kisses, your words, whatever you like. Make it a romance that we both love to read. And I'll give you a review at the end. A library recommendation, even. Gold stars. Or you'd rather go ahead and prove it to me now? I could just keep telling you what to do, though. Or are you just the type that follows instructions really well? Well, let's see if you can follow instructions. Slide your hand under my blouse. That does feel good. You seem to know what you're doing with your hands, mister. And you're unbuttoning my blouse with your other hand. I didn't say anything about that, but I'm okay with it. Here, let me help you out a little. Well, am I to your satisfaction? Do I please you? I mean, I don't really care if I do or not, frankly. You're the one that has to prove himself to me. Oh, your mouth on me. Oh, God, that's so hot. Your mouth is so hot. Unbutton my jeans. Well, I do have a big ass, and they are very flattering, right? Little hard to get them off at night, though, so I do appreciate your help in getting them off. And if your hands happen to wander a little, I don't much mind. How about you strip for me too, huh? You're reluctant to do it? Well, Mr. Romance Protagonist, you've got me alone in a private little nook, mostly undressed and undone, and all worked up. For a man. Any man, really. It doesn't have to be you, but it could be you. I sure don't see any other men around here. Yes, I am worked up already. And your kisses and the way your hands move on me. God, delightful. So, are you as voracious a lover as you are a reader? Prove it to me. But you're not allowed to get too loud. This is still a library. And you don't want any browsers who come in to hear us now, do you? Come on then. Slide your hand into my panties, just into them, and hold me tight. Hold me close so I can moan right into your ear. Please me well with your fingers. And I might please you. Just feel free to explore however you like. Oh, fuck. Your fingers. Oh, they're so thick and so long. Oh, God, yes. Touch my clit. Oh, yes. Good. Good boy. What was that? Oh, you liked hearing it? My sweet good boy, why don't you keep on rubbing? Yes, right there. Oh, you had no trouble at all finding my Oh God. Fuck. All right then. I Fuck. You can feel how wet I was from reading that novel. Are you hard? You are, aren't you? Fuck. So hard. Fuck. You know what? Why don't you get that underwear of yours off you? I want to put you in my mouth. Yes, you're getting a blowjob. Honestly, why are some men so slow on the uptake? Look me in the eyes. Right. Hold your gaze on me. And No, you're not allowed to come in my mouth. But good boy for warning me before you came. I mean, after all, why come in my mouth when you can come elsewhere? Oh, wow, you really twitched at that. Come on then. Slide my panties off and you can take off my bra. Or I can do it if you're not good at taking off bras. Not bad. I guess I wouldn't have to train you into taking off my bra if we did make this more than a one-time thing. Now, normally I like being teased more than this, but I'm already pretty worked up, so you're going to have to do your foreplay while you're fucking me. I'm going to brace myself on this chair and bend over, and you're going to take me from behind. Line yourself up. You can do that, right? You're God, you feel so good. Oh, it feels good being worked up and being worked up by a romantic novel and then just being filled like this. Shit. Fuck. God. Wait, what are you doing? You've seen me read this before? A few times? And you want me to read my favorite bit of the sex scene while I'm being fucked? All right. I guess. Kind of kinky, isn't it? Fuck. Oh, you're going harder now, too. Fuck. Okay. Read up the sex scene in it. Fuck, this is super kinky, but fine. Fine if it's for you. To keep on fucking me. But you're fucking crazy. You're fucking crazy, but I think I like it. Under his hands. Fuck. Oh, your hands on me feel so good. So warm. Fuck. Under his hands, she felt something grow at the base of her stomach. A coil that seemed to tense up with every fevered stroke in her. Oh, God. Fuck me. Where she clutched at his muscled body until her grip turned white, white-knuckled. So unfamiliar was the coil within her. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. God. And she clenched around him. Fuck. And gave in to her heated urges to move her hips on her own. Just a little. Just a touch. Oh, God. Fuck. And she felt it. Felt a star burst inside her, a supernova of heat, and what felt like an entire sunrise's worth of joy, and it overwhelmed her, feeling safe and warm, and wrapped up in him, her lover, the heat of his body, the heat of his love. Are you? Yes, inside me, please. Oh, God. Just hold me, you magnificent man. God. Fuck. Are you going for another round? You have it in you? This time, though, I want it gentle. Almost as if I was your girlfriend? God, after a performance like that, why wouldn't I want to be? But this time, maybe if you read a book you like out loud, I'll do it to you. Does that sound good? Gold star worthy? Oh, fuck the break. It's a library. People can manage themselves. I'm taking my day off right now, and I want you inside me at least twice more. If you're man enough to handle it and handle me. No one's gonna come in here. You said it yourself. It looks like a staff-only place, right? But I think it's probably best if we're quiet. Unless you're good enough to make me scream. Oh, fuck. Oh, god damn it.